The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
All right, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I want to welcome you all in on this amazing day. What a great lineup we've got for you today. And we have just really stepped out in a big way, thriving again in 2010, bringing you the best of the best. Some folks you've heard on the show in the past, some new folks, but all with the message of empowerment and action. And so today is one of those shows. I get to chat with my friend and colleague, someone that just keeps doing what she does amazingly well, Rhonda Britton. She's joining me here today as this Emmy Award winner, repeat Oprah guest, the founder of the Fearless Living Institute, and much more. Her story will reach deep inside your heart when you hear about where she's come from and what she's accomplished. But more importantly, when you think about the books that she has written, Fearless Living, Change Your Life in 30 Days, Do I Look Fat in This and Beyond, you have to know that America's favorite life coach is someone that is about business. So today's show and conversation with Rhonda is about what she's doing to help all of us step into thriving again in 2010. And boy, do we have some announcements for everybody out there today. Mastering your emotional fears is one of our topics for today. How do you do it? And what exactly is Rhonda Britton doing to make sure that she gets out there with her powerful message? Rhonda, welcome to the show. It is so absolutely awesome to have you back on.
Well, Dr. Pat, you've got me smiling like crazy over here. You just get it, you know, and I just love that because there's so many radio hosts out there that want to get it and they talk the game, but you really get it. And just saying it from this end, it's so wonderful to talk to somebody who really lives what they share on the radio. And I'm so thrilled that you are just expanding. So you, my dear, are fearless.
Well, thank you. And I have to tell you, I've learned a ton from you about it. You know, this is really, And let's start with this question, especially about mastering your emotional fears and, you know, your own personal journey since the last time you've been on the show. You know, people, I think, have a sense of us that, you know, here we are, we step into what we do, and as if we don't have to reinvent, recreate ourselves. That couldn't be further from the truth, right?
Yeah, we're always recreating ourselves. I mean, you know, my path is fearlessness. You know, how does one be fearless? How does one master their emotional fears? How does one continue to master their emotional fears? You know, how does one continue to expand in fearlessness? Because the path of fearlessness doesn't just stop with, oh, I'm going to be fearless now. Because as you expand more and more into true fearlessness, which is embracing who you really are and living your real truth and being authentically you, that is just an exploration in discoverment, in discovery, in growth. I mean, there's, you know, you think you know who you are, and then you practice fearless, and you discover, wow, there's all these other parts of me. And then you think you know that, and then, wow, another part comes up. And then all these other opportunities come up. And then these people tell you who they think you are, and you're like, no, I'm not that way. And then you think, well, could I be? And then you grow again. So, yeah, the last 2 years, I've been on a roller coaster ride. And I'm excited to say that these last 2 years of me redefining myself and really getting deep into the core of who I am at a much deeper level than I knew was even there has given me this grounded truth of this deep desire to free this country, Fearless America, to truly help it become fearless. Because we do
have
that
fearless
spirit. Oh, man,
I couldn't agree with you more. I am so thrilled to hear you say that, because it really is a global initiative right now.
Yes, yes. And it must be. I mean, we Americans, okay, I mean, just think about this. We came over here, you know, our forefathers came over here because we were in bondage in whatever way that is, whether it's spiritually, whether it's, you know, with the monarch, whatever you want to say, whatever, wherever your heritage came from, you came to America, your forefathers came to America to be free, right? And here we are in America, one of the most prosperous nations in the entire world, and we are still imprisoned by our own thoughts, our own beliefs. We are still imprisoned by who we think we should be based on other people's ideas of us. We are still fighting the good fight of how to live in freedom, how to be fearless. And we have that spark within us. We wouldn't be here if we didn't have that spark. So, you know, how to unleash that spark? I mean, that's why I'm going on the Fearless America tour, because I remember sitting, I was on the couch last July, you know, watching the news and everything. Fear, 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 fear. What happened last night? State of Union. Fear, 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 fear. All the commentators were talking about how in fear this country is, in fear this country is. And, you know, this is fear, fear, fear. And I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. I know this. I know all about fear. I am an expert in fear. Wait a minute. What am I doing on the couch? I got to get out there. And that was really my motivation, my inspiration, because I just think we need to remember. We need to remember and be inspired and be given a couple tools to get us off the couch and back into our lives.
I am so refreshed. And honestly, Rhonda, I hope Oprah calls you and you get back on there and give a personal message to, you know, the government we have right now, because we really need a different message. And, you know,
yes,
it's not just about hope anymore. It's not just about change. But it is my definition of hope is having optimistic possibilities every day. That's the deal. But you can't do that if you're living in fear. And so your message of living fearlessly is very powerful. It's what it, you know, we need right now. So let's talk about how you're going to go about this, because I know you. Once you get off the couch, look out.
It's true. I've been so inspired since that just sitting there looking at the news going, what am I doing? You know, I am being called right now. This is my work. This is what I do. So I am starting February 9th. I start in Boston, Massachusetts, and I'm going down the East Coast. I'm going in the middle of the country. I'm going south. I mean, I'm going to Raleigh, Atlanta. I'm going to Tallahassee, Miami, Oklahoma City, Dallas, Houston, New Orleans, Baton Rouge. I mean, I'm going to 40 cities across America starting February 9th. And I'm doing it for as cheap as possible. I mean, I'm doing it on, you know, because right now we're tightening our belts. Everybody's tightening their belts.
Exactly.
So I sat there and went, okay, how can I do this in a way that honors where all of us are, including myself? You know, all of us are going, woo, you know, this is a very humbling time. And so we're talking about the couch tour. So I am, you know, I'm sleeping at, you know, coaches' houses, and I'm, you know, I'm sleeping at hotels that, you know, give me a free room, and we're making it as cheap as possible. And it is $20 for an evening with me. And if you are unemployed right now, you get in free. You do not have to pay a dime. Come and get some tools to be fearless.
How can people find out about the tour and where you're going to be?
Absolutely. Go to RhondaBritton.com, RhondaBritton.com. And Britton is B-R-I-T-T-E-N. Just think of 10, pretend, RhondaBritton.com. And you will see all the cities there. And you'll see the first month. Like I said, I start in Boston. Then I go to North New Jersey, then Raleigh, then Knoxville, and you know, through the Mid-America and South, going to Florida. So you can see the outline of where I'm going to be hitting. And please, you know, $20 buys you 2 hours plus with me, because you know I always go over. You know I stay and answer questions. You know I don't leave that room until everybody has their needs met, because this is what it's going to take all of us to do this. It's going to take each of us to get support. And while we're in those, you know, in those groups together, what's been occurring, because I've already done about five cities, and in those cities, groups started. So you started support groups so that you could continue the fearless path once I left. So you could have a, five, eight, 10 of you going, okay, every week, what are we going to do? What are we going to do to keep us inspired and motivated? That's what, I need to be inspired and motivated. I need my team. Everybody needs a team. You can't be fearless alone.
Well, and this is really, we weren't meant to be fearless alone. And this is what you've said from day one. It's like, okay, the door is open. This is the invitation. And for those of you that didn't get this the first time, let me say it again. You can go to RhondaBritton.com, and that is BRITTEN.com. Go to the website, and you'll see right there her schedule and her tour. And certainly more to be revealed on this, for sure.
Yes.
But so far, so far in planning this, what has this been like for you? I want to talk about the energy that you put into this to move beyond your own fear and your own emotional energy around this that may keep you stuck otherwise.
Yeah, the last 2 years, like I mentioned a little bit ago, has been a very transformational time. And over the last 2 years, I haven't worked a lot. I've done a talk here and there, and maybe I've done a radio interview here and there, but I've really been in a place of solitude. And so when this happened to me last July, getting this inspiration of doing the Fearless America tour, that was really shaking up that, okay, wow, you've been here, solitude and in silence, and now you're going to go and hit 40 cities? Wait a minute. That's a big energy shift. And it has literally blossomed from my soul. I don't know any other way to say it. It has just blossomed from my soul that this is where I am meant to be. And I have, people have come forward because, again, we're, this is grassroots on the ground, doing this all together. And so people have been coming forward and helping us make phone calls. People have been coming forward and blogging, blogging about it. People have been coming forward to say, I want to tell my friends. People have been coming forward saying, come to my city. I've got, 20 friends I could invite. And that's what really, how we developed the schedule is I started on my Facebook asking people, gee, what cities, where do you want me to go? And people would be like, come here, come to Seattle, come to Atlanta. And that's how I started the outline of the tour and then added from there. So it is just literally blossoming and inspiring me. And every day I can barely wait to get, I'm like a horse about to be on a race, just so excited of what is possible and knowing that as people step forward and come to Fearless America and, join the Fearless Revolution, they are going to, this country can be healed and saved. This country can be what it's meant to be. And what we're going through is part of that. And we're going to get through this, and we are going to do this together.
There's no question about it. We just need to make sure that we're getting to the right people to let them know there's something important about the vibration you carry. If you want to change the state of the union, then let's change this with a little bit of optimism coming out of Washington, D.C. and beyond. And this is really a time for us to put down our swords and clearly pick up our gloves so that we can dig deep to help each other, as Rhonda Britton is doing. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Rhonda about what she's doing, not just on the tour, but how she is helping people across the globe master emotional fears and what's up on television for her again. Rhonda Britton joining me here today on the Dr. Pat Show. We're going to give you lots more information, but are you ready? Are you ready to be fearless? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my super guest, Rhonda Britton.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949. or visit stressdetective.net.
Hi, I'm Jim Reed of MasterCard Worldwide. Join us in helping the March of Dimes fight for preemies. During the month of November, use your MasterCard card to make a donation to the March of Dimes, as MasterCard will be matching donations dollar for dollar up to a total MasterCard donation of $225,000. You can make a difference for a tiny baby. Support the March of Dimes and the fight for preemies. Log on to marchofdimes.com/MasterCard and help us help the March of Dimes celebrate all babies.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Certainly, for more information about us, you can go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com or drpatlive.com. Wow. Rhonda Britton joining me here today. I have so loved my relationship with Rhonda and how her work has supported me every day getting up and knowing that I am fearless. And if those of you out there that have not heard about her work, or have seen her on Oprah, or have seen her on that, you know, the Emmy award-winning show that she was on, please go to the website, rhondabritton.com, and that's B-R-I-T-T-E-N.com. All of you out there listening to the show, those of you that are employed, those of you that are not employed, catch her somewhere along the way. And if you live in a city that you would like her to come to do the lecture that she's doing on Fearless America Tour, please, we'll give you some information on how you can get a hold of her, because the bottom line is, she is about the new life. She is the new life coach. And this is an initiative that is second to a mutual friend of ours, Bonnie Barner, doing a number of years ago when she did the National Forgiveness Tour. Mm-hmm. And so I want to say, Rhonda, this is so incredibly important. You and I were talking during the break about the message that really needs to happen globally. You and I think we're realists. I don't think we're, you know, Pollyanna girls, do you?
No, I mean, I get how difficult it is to change, you know, policy. I get how difficult it is to get everybody on board. I get how difficult it is to, you know, create healthcare reform that makes sense to everybody. I you know, it's hard work. I get the negotiations and the challenges. You know, I get sometimes how hard it is to wake up in the morning for just you and me. But just because, you know, we get that and we're practical, you know, we don't want to take that practicalness, you know, to the place of, oh, I guess I'm just the way I am and that's just who I am and I guess I'm just stuck here. It's like, no, use your practical skills, your practical logic, your pragmatic, your being pragmatic and be ignited from within to live the life your soul intended. You know, I mean, I'm with you. You know, there, you know, forget Washington changing. You know, let's us change, and then Washington will change.
And let's send the message. You know, there's always information about how to send the message to the people we need to send it to. I mean, you're doing this in a big way, certainly the Fearless America Tour, but you're also the new life coach on the Celebrity Fit Club. So let's talk about that for a minute.
I am. February 8th on VH1, Celebrity Fit Club starts airing for 9 episodes. And Celebrity Fit Club brought me in because they wanted, in the past, this is the 7th season of Celebrity Fit Club, and in the past, they really focused on only health. They didn't really work on the emotional baggage. They only worked on the physical baggage. Well, I was brought in to work on the emotional baggage, a la my work on starting over for 3 seasons. And, you know, we have Kevin Federline, we have Shar Jackson, we have Bobby Brown, we have Sebastian Bach, You know, we have Casey Stroh. We have a lot of really great people on Celebrity Fit Club, a lot of great stars that you and I have read in the tabloids. And, again, not only are they working on their physical baggage, but every single week you're going to see me doing groups. You're going to see me do one-on-ones. You are going to see me working with these folks to unravel what caused them to gain weight and then to support them in understanding what they need to do in order to be true to themselves, in order to keep the weight off. Because you know, you and I both know that most, 85% of dieters gain their weight back within 2 years.
So no kidding.
We've
exactly.
all heard, you know, Biggest Losers. We've all heard so many of the people we've watched lose weight on TV gain their weight back. And what they're missing is that component of emotional baggage. Most weight, not every single person, but most people gain weight because of emotional baggage, because of their fears, because they need to feel safe, et cetera, et cetera. They don't have enough tools and skills. They don't know how to process their emotions differently. And so they eat, they don't exercise, et cetera, et cetera, and they gain weight. So if you want to get healthier in 2010, if you want to take back your body, if you want to take back, you know, and really express that fearlessness in your body and your spirit and your heart and your mind, you know, Celebrity Fit Club is not just going to be a show about watching a bunch of celebrities digging in the mud trying to lose weight. It is now going to be a show where you can get tips and tools on how to support yourself emotionally to move beyond that.
You know, you and I have certainly had our share of emotional stuff happen to us. What I love about this, though, is I had let's just call him a mentor years ago say to me, you cannot go or you cannot take another person to a place you have not gone yourself. And I never really understood that until later on in life. But in essence, it really is true. And so you and I both come from places of shocking past, so to speak. But it's what you've done with yours, Rhonda, that really is the topic of this conversation. It's what you've learned from your own personal journey that you want to help other people move through the quagmire that might be holding them back in this lifetime.
I'm compelled. I'm really compelled to do it. You know, I am compelled. I watched my mother live in fear. I watched her stay with my father who lived in fear. I watched him, verbally abuse my mother. I watched my mother accept verbal, emotional, and physical abuse. I watched my father take a gun and shoot my mother, and then I saw my father take a gun and shoot himself. And I became an orphan from that. And I saw all that, and I saw my mother struggle for years trying to find her own way and try to leave him, and she just didn't have the courage. She did not have the tools. She did not have the support. She did not know how to get past it. And, you know, as I was in my own shame and guilt and, you know, fears after that occurred for about 20 years, from 14, my parents died when I was 14, from 14 to 34, I really struggled in that mire of fear. I was really in the mud. And when I started coming out of it, when I started embracing fear, when I started building a relationship with fear, when I started creating tools and exercises for myself to get out of fear, when I really started to understand this process, I knew that I had something that not only could help me but could help others, because I don't think I'm the only one. You know, I'm not the only one stuck in fear. I'm not the only one, you know, that has been stuck in fear. I'm not the only one that, you know, in the past has felt guilty. You know, so if you feel guilty, if you have shame, if you worry, if you doubt, you know, if you feel insecure, if you feel inadequate, if you don't feel like you can express yourself, that's all aspects of fear. And, you know, I say I'm compelled to do this because, you know, I don't want anybody else to have to die because of it, whether it's a physical death or whether it's a spiritual death. I don't want anybody to be lying on the couch thinking there's no way out and they're giving up on themselves and life and in whatever way that looks like. I can't idly stand by, you know. I feel compelled to, you know, let's put it this way. I got through it, and if I got through it, I believe
exactly.
We can get through it.
That's what you and I do what we do, isn't it? I mean, you know, people have said to both of us, I think, at different points in time, you know, what is it that keeps you going? And Rhonda, that's kind of the question. I mean, you shared that, you know, last year sitting on the couch. Isn't that funny? You and I had these couch experiences. sitting on the couch and really having an epiphany about how we can contribute. But do you know what I'm struck by and at the base of everything you're saying? You are committed to helping other people become committed to themselves. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. I've never really thought of it that way. Committed to helping people get committed to themselves. You're right. Yes. Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, this tour that you're doing and the Celebrity Fit Club, all of this is you really stepping out and saying, I'm going to keep contributing. I'm going to be in service. I'm going to be in service, as Oprah would say, to a purpose greater than myself. What are you most excited about for this year? For you, Rhonda, for the people you're going to work with, and for this country?
Well, I'm just really excited about the possibility. I'm excited about the possibility of being the reminder for them that I'm going to be on TV, you know, every week going, be fearless, be fearless, be fearless, in whatever way I'm coaching. And I'm going to be in 40 cities plus across the country saying, you can do it. Be fearless, be fearless, be fearless, in whatever way that's true for you. And so, if anything I'm saying right now, anything, you know, Dr. Pat and I are saying right now, if it resonates with you at all, if your little pinky is, you know, quivering, if your ears are perking up, if for just a moment you have, like, could I really, like, just a, even if it just goes away, but you had it, like, just a second of, like, yes, just a little yes, even if it's a quiet yes, then please, please join me on the Fearless America Tour, because I'm going to take that little yes, that little whisper of a yes, that little, like, could I, maybe, and we're going to build it. We're going to fan that fire together, and we are going to make it into a roaring fire, and you are going to be ignited by your own soul for your own life's purpose, for your own journey.
Well, Rhonda, thank you so much again for joining me on the show today. I want to do two things. I'd love to give out your website again, so if you could please do that. And then the other thing is, how can people best get a hold of you or someone on your team if they, in fact, want to bring you to their city?
Great question. So RhondaBritton.com, just go to RhondaBritton.com, RhondaBritten.com. And if you want to contribute to hit the Contact Us button on the website, there's a Contact Us, hit that Contact Us, and email or call, whatever way serves you, and you will be directed to the right people. And if you want to email me directly, you can email me at Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, at fearlessliving.org, fearlessliving.org. We have a new website coming for the tour, so in the next week we're going to have a brand new website. But for right now, you can email me at Rhonda at fearlessliving.org, and it will get to me.
And we at the Dr. Pat Show are going to support Rhonda in this journey by making sure that you know where she is, that you know what she's up to, so she can check in regularly on the Dr. Pat Show, give us the coast-to-coast scoop on what's going on in New Jersey, what's going on in Boston, what's going on in Seattle, what's going on in North Carolina, Knoxville, Indianapolis, and much more. And, wow, she might be in Indianapolis right after the Super Bowl, everyone. Rhonda, thank you for joining us today. What a great show, and we support you to just the extent of imaginability you can think of. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. And as always, I know you're a fearless role model, so thank you for all the work you do.
I'm telling you, we got to rock on here, thriving again in 2010, and Rhonda Britton is writing the book about how to do that in such an exquisite way. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll be right back.
News. Opinion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. For more information about us, please go to drpatlive.com. That's our website. Sign up for the newsletter. Make sure you get plugged into all of the really cool things we're doing. You know, from fearless living to understanding how all of this works, you know, what is it in neurology, psychology, practical spirituality, how does all of that come together to create this thing called Mystic Cool? My very special guest now, Don Goey, joining us here today, draws from these aspects of life, these specialties, and comes to the table to say that we can truly overcome stress and reach our full potential. This is not simply, you know, one of the pie in the sky ideas, but how can changing a mindset, how can that put an end to this life-sapping anxiety? So Don joining me here today as the author of the new book, Mystic Cool, we are going to pick up where we've just left off. Don, thank you so much for joining us here today. You have an interesting journey yourself in the human potential arena. And I want to start with the conversation about where your journey began and what is it about this day and age we live in that directed you to take on relieving stress in this country and beyond.
Well, I got started working with Carl Rogers, who's one of the foremost minds dealing with human potential. Learned a lot about human potential from him and working with him. And then I ran headlong into fear, into stress, ran right into the wall of it. I had a number of stressors collide all at the same time to really checkmate me and checkmate my life. In the span of 9 days, I lost my job, a high-powered job at Stanford University. And 9 days after that, I was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And I had been working really hard, you know, almost 24/7 devoted to my job, which created problems in my marriage. And all these stressors just widened those cracks that were already there. And I reached this point where I don't think I've ever felt more lost, more alone, more stressed than I did at that time. And then I had like 3 weeks before I was to face the brain surgery. And at one point during that, I just had a meltdown. I got terrified. I began to realize that these circumstances were going to throw my family into the poorhouse. We had 4 kids and a mortgage. Disability insurance wasn't going to cover. And the more I looked at that, the more I thought about that, the more frightened I got. And it reached this moment where I actually had a meltdown. I meltdown into terror. And then at some point in that horrible moment, everything cleared up. It was kind of an epiphany. And I was at peace. I was calmer. And the juxtaposition of being at peace to all of that stress and that terror that I was experiencing was just incredibly dramatic. I couldn't miss it. And as I settled my mind into being at peace, I began to realize that this was a place of power. It wasn't just, you know, being a nice boy or, you know, doing the right religious thing. It was a place of power. And I realized that if I could stay in this zone of peace, that I'd be okay. Because I began to notice that in that place, what I began to see, instead of all the problems that were torturing me, I began to see solutions. I began to see options. And as I began to see that, I began to feel optimism, and I hadn't felt optimism in days. And as I proceeded forward from that experience, that epiphany, I began to move into an attitude of faith that everything would be all right, and everything ended up all right. It really did. The brain tumor resolved. I didn't get all the side effects that the doctors said I was going to get, which were pretty amazingly bad. I didn't get any of them, and I think what they would say now is that my attitude, my shift in attitude from fear to peace, created that mind-body connection that created this optimal result. I actually went back to work to finish things up, and they gave me my job back. They saw this shift in attitude. They wanted to keep me on the team, and things worked out at the family level. My wife and I ended up getting a divorce, but it was really for the best, and we did it well. And so through that epiphany, through that moment and that change and being able to apply it in the way that I was able to apply it, I came to the conclusion that peace was the thing to put first, that it was power, and that stress really was fear, and it was a loss of personal power, a neurological power, spiritual power, psychological power. And then 10 years ago, neuroscience discovered that what I discovered in my moment of grace, I guess you would call it, neuroscience discovered that that's actually true, that that what happens when we have stress hormones flooding our brain is it actually causes higher brain function, stuff that makes you creative, problem solver, makes you positive, makes you good at relationships, that shrinks. And it causes the stuff that makes you throws you into fight or flight, makes you fearful, anxious, reactive, pessimistic, it makes those networks expand. And that the way you reverse that, you could actually reverse that kind of wiring by being at peace, by being dynamically at peace. And I don't mean being complacent. I mean being able to face the challenges that come up every day in life without being afraid.
I love what you're talking about, because, and I'm glad you really pointed out the distinction about being complacent, because I really think that that is, you know, completely a misunderstanding that happens with people when we talk about being at peace. We don't really think about being at peace and taking action in the same breath. And this has really been a dilemma, I think, in the human potential movement and the spiritual movement, where, you know, part of this be here now doesn't mean be here now and do nothing. You know what I'm saying, Don?
You're absolutely right. And one of the things that happens when we practice, I call it a dynamically peaceful attitude. And again, if you were to define it in neurological terms, the way a neuroscientist would define it, what a neuroscientist would see if they put you in a brain scan and you were at peace, you were dynamically at peace, you were dynamically calm and clear, is what they would see is that region of the brain deep down in the old primitive brain called the amygdala, which is the fear center, they would see it wasn't active. What they would see was active was the higher part of your brain that's the creative problem solver that puts you at the top of your game. So that when that comes on, you know, a creative person wants to take action. They're excited and enthused about taking action. They're willing to take risks. They're willing to try things. They're willing to experiment. And they also have access to their memory, the part of the brain, the hippocampus, which provides memory, working memory. Stress hormones really debilitate that. When you're at peace, you have access to all of that. You have access to all of your skill and your experience. That's what comes into play. And so you can be dynamic in the world. You're never dynamic in the world when you're fearful.
one of the things that, you know, we talk about, and certainly you address in the book, Mystic Cool. For those of you just joining in, we're talking with, Don Goey, who has created this incredible opening for us to be at this amazing place that he was in his book, Mystic Cool. You know, the title Mystic Cool may be a sort of a conundrum for people. And I wanted to ask you, I kind of get why you named the book Mystic Cool, but I wanted you to talk about this because there is a sense of defeat sometimes, especially after kind of getting the tone and the vibration of the, you know, the State of the Union speech. And really, we need to do some mental molding or sculpting to really shift our energy, or else we're not going to be able to solve these problems.
Well, you know, that word you use is exactly the word molding. Not just mental molding. Mental molding is the beginning of it, but it actually turns into remolding your brain, remodeling your brain, rewiring your brain. Neuroplasticity is this great discovery that neuroscience made about 10, 15 years ago, that the way it works is that as you have a change of experience that's brought on by a change of attitude, you go from a, like I did, I went from a dynamically fearful, a dynamically stressful attitude to a peaceful attitude. When you make that shift in attitude, your experience changes, and as your experience changes, your brain changes to wire for it to make that experience so you can have it consistently. That's incredible. So that means that if we are chronically stressed, that means our brain's wired for fear, and we can rewire our brain. And the even better news about it is that it's very simple what it takes to do it, very simple things, and results begin to occur, this rewiring effect begins to occur within weeks, within 4 to 6 weeks. And so what Mystic Cool means, to answer your question, is that the cool part of Mystic Cool is how it feels when we dispel all that heat that stress causes, all that heat that fear causes in us, and you know, that's about 8 out of 10 of us in America. 4 out of 10 of us experience extreme stress most of the time. Another 4 say that they're 1 or 2 stressors away from joining that group. So learning to be stress-free is the cool part of Mystic Cool, and the mystic part is the higher brain function you recover when you get rid of stress. Your higher brain lights up with creativity, as I've been saying. You become emotionally positive and resilient. It's you in the zone where the dots seem to connect themselves. And that can feel kind of mystical. You know, when you're at the top of your game, when you're in that flow, how it feels kind of otherworldly, like you're in this place other than the hard rock cafe place, you know?
Exactly.
That's what I mean by Mystic Cool.
That's exactly it. And wow, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Don about, you know, what it is he's learned, what some examples are, how is some of the people that, you know, have been able to achieve what, you know, Don calls peak performance, and what's on the horizon, you know, with what Don is presenting to us. Can we truly achieve a stress-free America? Let's take a short break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. If you want to find out more about Mystic Cool, certainly go to the website, mysticcool.com. That's mysticcool.com. For the Dr. Pat Show, just go to drpatlive.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show, and we'll be talking about some examples, how we can all achieve Mystic Cool. We'll be right back.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate No. 9. Chocolate No. 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. No. 9 contains no refined sugar. No. 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate No. 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Are you tired of being overweight and nothing you try can get you to lose the weight and keep it off? What if there was a way to lose the weight that didn't involve dieting, buying other people's food, counting points, or having risky surgery? I'm Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis to share some successes from people just like you. Janine Crosby lost 89 pounds in 10 months. Brenda Eckel lost 75 pounds and went from a size 22 to a size 8. She is completely free from her insulin for diabetes. Becky Miller lost 65 pounds and went from a size 18 to a 6. Bill Birdsong lost 105 pounds and a total of 14 inches off his waist. His pant size went from a 50 to a 36. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And, oh, this is really great to have Don Goey joining us here today. He is the author of Mystic Cool, and he is someone that is helping people across the globe let go of being stressed every day in their lives so that the creativity can flow in, you know, so that we can be flooded with solutions that are of a higher nature. And the process that he uses to achieve this peak performance is incredible. Don, thank you so much for joining us here today. Let's just take a minute and talk about some examples of people who have been able to achieve what you call peak performance.
Yeah, you know, one way we can step into that is to give people a tool that they can start working with right away, a tool that I describe in my book. And that tool is called What Am I Afraid Of? And, you know, it tracks back to the way your brain works. If you're in a stress reaction, you cannot be in a stress reaction unless some form of fear is present. Biologically, what triggers stress reactions is the presence of fear. That's what your brain is doing. It's reacting to your fear. And the primitive brain can't tell the difference between a real and present danger and one you made up in your head. It sets off a stress reaction in either case. So I was doing this process with a lawyer, a high-powered corporate lawyer. And his wife sent him to me. She was sick of how stressed he was. He was losing a case. At least that was his perception. He was litigating a case, and he felt he was losing it, and he was getting more and more stressed about it, and was causing him to make mistakes, and he was losing sleep over it. He was becoming emotionally anxious, reactive. You know, I think anybody can relate to all of that. So I got him to take a look at it. And we did it using this process called What Am I Afraid Of? So I said, what are you afraid of if you lose this case? And he said, well, if I lose this case, I'll lose my reputation as, you know, as a winner. And he said, and if you lose your reputation as a winner, what are you afraid of? What you do in this process is that you take the first fear and then you turn it into that question. You take the next fear, you turn it into the question. So if you lose your reputation, what are you afraid of? Well, I lose my reputation, I'll start losing my clients. And if you start losing your clients, what are you afraid of? Well, if I start losing my clients, I'm gonna be asked to leave the firm. And if you're asked to leave the firm, what are you afraid of? And then he got real wide-eyed at this moment, and he said, I see myself, pushing a shopping cart down Main Street with all my belongings in it. And if that's true, what are you afraid of? He says, I'm going to die a loveless, meaningless life. So I said, okay, so that's a story you're telling yourself. That's a story your primitive brain that only thinks in those terms is telling you, and you're believing it. So let's do an inquiry into it. Let's look at it. So have you lost the case? Well, he said, no, I haven't lost it yet. I said, is there a chance you could win it? He says, there's a chance. If I could turn around, you know, I could stop making the mistakes I'm making, all of which were related to stress, of course. And if you do, even if you do lose a case, will you lose your reputation? He said, no, well, I've been out here for 20 years. People know I'm good. You know, I might take a hit, but not too bad. Are you going to lose your clients? No, my clients are pretty loyal to me. Are you going to get fired? He said, I'm a partner. They can't fire me. And then he woke up and he said, I've been making all this up, haven't I? And I said, yes. And I said, and when you're stressed, that part of your brain's in charge. What does it believe? It believes this worst case scenario. And what does that do to you? Well, it takes away all your ability to perform at a high level. You can't even get along with your wife at the end of the day. Your life is a mess. And what happens when that goes on for 20 years? Well, you get sick. And it's the number one cause. You add all of the stress disorders together, and it's the number one cause of death in America. And so, and I said, but when you take a look, not some pie in the sky idea of how things could go, but you take a look at realistically what's happening and relate to it, it's always kinder than what your primitive brain is telling you, and it always offers you options. And it allows you to calm down and be at peace and to move forward. And so I said, so who would you be if you didn't listen to that fearful voice? And, you know, when I ask people that question, they really come up with an incredible picture of themselves that makes them feel great. And so then my prescription after that is step into that right now. Step into that. Make your day being that. Be that change in your day. And as you can see, it all boils down. We have the capacity to create all kinds of stress.
Absolutely.
Purely in our head.
Absolutely. I mean, we're really rewiring here, you know, and let's talk about sort of, you know, this is what I love about the conversation, Don, and what we've learned about the science is some of us figured it out, you know, before the science actually came to the table. But what I love about this is we get to write a completely new book on this notion of transformation. You and I know that in the human potential movement, if you say the word transformation, it's usually this huge shift that takes a really long time. But the kind of rewiring we're talking about is not something that you are referring to as a long-term thing that you do before you can see some result.
Absolutely not. That's
right.
The great news. You know, this brain of ours, it is the most remarkable system in all of biology. And everything that's been evolved on this planet, nothing comes close to the remarkable thing that this brain is. And one of the remarkable things about it is that it's plastic. That's what neuroplasticity means. It changes. It follows you. So if you tend to think stressful, fearful thoughts, to be pessimistic, that kind of thing, your brain will wire for it. If you begin to change that thinking and the emotions that it turns into change and your attitude towards life changes, your brain will rewire immediately. It'll start doing that immediately. And what it takes to make that change from fearful to being dynamically at peace is not that hard. It couldn't be simpler. The problem is, the essential problem is that when we're under stress all the time, when we're fearful, we complicate everything. And so something simple is lost to us. So what we need to do is to get into a practice, begin to try a few things. One thing people could do right now, if they're not already doing it, is to take a 20 to 30-minute walk 5 times a day. One of the things it does is it clears those stress hormones out of their brain, sends more oxygen to the brain. In aerobics, all the oxygen goes to the big muscles. So when you're walking, doing a simple walk, you get more oxygen to your brain clears. The second thing that they can do is to begin to become aware of all the stressful, fearful thoughts that they think. Just track them and meet them by simply saying, not trying to change them or doing anything, but meet them by simply saying, that thought, that stressful feeling is in me, not in reality. It's in me, and I can change it by letting it go, by not believing it. That's the third thing they can do, is as they begin to identify the fearful thoughts that they're having that they've been running unconsciously for years, as they begin to bring those into conscious awareness, they can then choose, I choose not to believe that thought. Who would I be if I did not believe that thought? That simple practice, those three things, will begin to rewire your brain. It couldn't be simpler. a lot of people, when I tell them this, they say, oh, it can't be that simple. And I say, try it. Everything in my book is proven. I didn't put anything in there that hasn't been researched or established in clinical experience. So I say, go, you become the lab. Prove it in yourself, in your life.
Well, you know, part of this is really having the message that you're taking out, Don, in a big way. What a great conversation with you. This has been amazing. Please give out your website. Thank you so much for the book. Thank you so much for your message. Let's make sure people know how to find you.
If they want to go to my website, in fact, the tools that I just described to you, they can get them. They can download them for free on my website. That's mysticcool.com. If they want to buy the book, the cheapest way to buy it is to go to amazon.com. It's there.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us today on the show. What a great conversation. It's amazing to be able to connect with you. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning us in and turning us on, just as they do every week, every day on the Dr. Pat Show. So remember, when you step out into the world, you are not only fearless, but you have the capacity to shift, rewire, and become mystic cool. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.